Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 8th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on GoHealth Inc., now CO, 2025 Q2. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on GoHealth Inc., now CO, for the second quarter of 2025. During this quarter, GoHealth faced challenges with revenue declines and contracting margins. Net revenues decreased by 11.2% year-over-year to $94.0 million, primarily due to decreases in partner revenue and non-agency revenue. However, there was a strong increase in other revenues driven by GoHealth Protect. The company secured a new senior secured super priority term loan facility, providing $80 million in new money for working capital and strategic flexibility. Additionally, amendments to the current debt facility allow for a reset of financial covenants and a pause in interest rate payments through 2026. Sales per submission declined by 4.8% year-over-year to $657, with a focus on cost management and improving marketing strategies. Stonegate Capital Partners values GoHealth Inc. at a range of $11.45 to $15.40, with a midpoint of $13.43 based on EV/EBITDA analysis. Under Armour shares tumble on weak sales outlook, tariff warning. Under Armour shares dropped over 15% in pre-market trading after the athletic apparel company reported weaker-than-expected earnings and warned of increased margin pressure due to tariff-related supply chain costs. The Baltimore-based company's first-quarter revenue fell 4% to $1.1 billion, missing Wall Street expectations. Sales in North America, their largest region, declined 5% to $670 million, while international revenue dipped 1% to $467 million. Despite growth in EMEA, sales in Asia-Pacific and Latin America fell by 10% and 15%, respectively. Wholesale revenue dropped 5% to $649 million, and direct-to-consumer sales declined 3% to $463 million. E-commerce revenue tumbled 12%, while sales at owned retail stores saw a slight increase. Non-GAAP earnings per share remained at 2 cents, falling short of the retreating consensus estimate. Apparel revenue decreased by 1%, footwear sales plummeted by 14%, and accessory sales increased by 8%. Gross margin improved to 48.2%, driven by pricing and foreign exchange tailwinds, but was offset by higher supply chain costs and less profitable sales channels. Looking ahead, Under Armour expects second quarter revenue to decline by 6 to 7%, with North America expected to fall by low double digits. The company forecasts earnings per share of 1 to 2 cents, well below analyst expectations of 0.12. Executives highlighted increasing pressure on margins due to potential tariff impacts and ongoing channel mix challenges. Investors reacted swiftly to the news, causing shares of both Under Armour's Class A, UAA, and Class C, UA stock to drop sharply in early trading. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.